Hi, this is a dictation for Robbery and Hicks, RobbereandHicks. Date of birth is 2/26/93. Date of accident 3/17/2021. Date of service 6/21/2022. The patient missed last 2 months' appointment, and now she's visiting. She was last seen 4/18/2022 and is here for a follow-up evaluation. The patient allegedly was a victim of a frontal right side collision and also to the tail end on the right side as a front passenger. The accident caused her headaches along with dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus along with nausea. In addition, patient starts suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back and both shoulders and left hip. These pains were reported to be 9. Today, patient came and the injury is almost over a year old. She has done a physical therapy. She reported that she is taking Risperdal and Zoloft from her psychiatrist for the mood disorders. Today, she reports that the pain in the neck and the lower back is as follows. Neck pain is 7.5. Lower back pain is 8. However, there is no radiation to any extremities. Finger and toes are not numb. In addition, patient has no issues with her shoulder anymore. She can walk pretty good. And the patient is on Eliquis due to a pulmonary blood clot and for which she was admitted, and that is why she has not come to visit. The pain levels are usually 7. And the ADLs are affected 7. 70% relief in the pain has been obtained with the conservative treatment. The patient reports that the sleep is affected 9 and enjoyment of life are affected 7 among the ADLs. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, there is a ongoing headaches that are not so intense or frequent, but they are still present with vision disturbance, with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and panic. However, there is no double vision or blackout seizures or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, the patient reports that there is pain in the mild pain in both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, along with stiffness in the shoulders, neck, and the lower back. Denies any issues with the walking, difficulty walking. None. In the GI, patient reports constipation and stomach pain. However, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, chest pain, and shortness of breath. However, the patient denies asthma or coughing. Last 30 days. Patient reports that the pain level has not changed, it remains the same. Medical history, the patient was diagnosed with a blood clot in the left lung, leading her to be hospitalized and being on Eliquis. There are no other surgical history, but hospitalization has reported above. Weight loss, 5 pounds. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol, Vicodin, Robaxin. Substance abuse. Patient uses nicotine, marijuana, and alcohol sometimes to relieve the pain. Compliance is none. Patient has missed a couple of appointments. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 132/86. Pulse 89. Pulse ox 100. This is the physical examination from the previous visit of 4/18/2020. Petition number is 0419-038. Along with the diagnosis, plan of care. Following medications were provided: meloxicam 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Celebrex for twice a day for Flexeril for muscle relaxation. Tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain. Diclofenac sodium gel or Voltaren gel. And for topical pain relief, Imitrex 100 for headache. Two refills were ordered. Physical therapy will continue once a week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Disability work, disability housework, and transportation are provided. Maps were reviewed. The previous labs have been reviewed. The MRIs were reviewed also. The patient is found to have a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, leading to the ventral thecal sac involvement. In the thoracic region, there is no finding. However, in the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at C5-6, leading to indentation of the ventral thecal sac and elevation of posterior longitudinal ligament. The patient was advised that she may benefit from an injection to CESI. However, it will need a medical clearance from the patient. Sacroiliac joint injection is also going to bring her relief. For diagnostic reasons, we'll like to do times two. She had one LESI in January 26. Since then, it has not been done. So we'll again do the another injection to the lumbar spine to bring relief and then go from there. Thank you.